Yeah. Y'all listening to the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, and I'm your host, Victory, BX Supreme Promoter, basically. Nah, I mean, nah, I'm Shane, basically. Yo, man, I want to say, first of all, man, rest in peace to DMX, rest in peace to the late Black Rob. These two brothers, they were both geniuses, hip-hop geniuses. They definitely left a mark in hip-hop, man, for real, for real. And they were around the same age. DMX was 50. Black Rob was a little older. He was 51. But it was crazy how they both died a week after another. DMX died first. And then the next week, it was Black Rob. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. This shit's crazy, man. But today is Throwback Thursday. And you know what that means. I'm going to talk about some old shit. And I'm going to dedicate this music review, this Throwback Thursday music review, to the late DMX. Know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? Yo, anybody... I'm sorry. Anybody that like this episode of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, I'll be very grateful if anyone can make a donation. It doesn't have to be big. The donation link is Grind Ethics Cash App for all your Cash App heads. Grind Ethics Cash App. You'll follow me on Instagram, Grind Ethics Mixtape Show at Instagram, or Grind Ethics at Instagram. Follow me. Yo, this particular song, throwback song from DMX, I gotta talk about. Stop Being Greedy. I love this song. And it's underrated too. But I love this song. It's on his second album, Blood on My Blood and Flesh on My Flesh, which was produced by Dame Grease. And the sample is from, the actual sample is from Michael Mesa, the particular song that Dame Grease sampled off is, what's the name of that song? My Hero Is My Gun, performed by Michael Mesa. So for all y'all nerds, y'all music nerds, y'all music producers, or y'all geeks, you know, y'all could check it out on YouTube, check it out online, or you could Google, you know, or just in case you don't believe me, you could just Google what's the sample of Stop Being Greedy by DMX, and you'll see it. But yo, Stop Being Greedy, that's one of my favorite songs, man. I'm telling you. First of all, let me talk about DMX's voice. You know what I'm saying? His choruses, the chorus, the lyrics. Listen, man, this shit is nasty. Like, basically, in this song, he's giving you an insight of how his life is. Like, in this song, it's ill how he flipped it on some two flow shit. Like, he actually rapped in two flows. He actually was rapping a song as, you know, as his calm self and as his wild self. You know, his wild self was basically talking about how hungry he is and how broke or poor he is. And he's hungry. You know, he's telling motherfuckers, yo, listen, stop being greedy. Give to the needy. Like, I'm fucked up here, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But his calm side, like that particular flow was a regular DMX flow. Like, his rough rah-rah, his rah-rah flow, his rough, raspy type of flow. And then he gives you a smooth flow. You know, he's giving you the calm, relax, I want to change my life type of DMX. You know? Like in one of his lyrics, like he had a line where he talk about, like, he want to blow up in the rap game and just give me chicks with fat asses. Like, he just want to chill. He just want to chill and fuck a chick with a fat ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he don't want to wild out. So that flow represents the calm DMX. And the two type of flows was kind of conflicting with each other, clashing with each other in a good way, you know? And he definitely gives you insight of his life through the chorus, through the hook. Matter of fact, I'm gonna recite the hook real quick, my niggas. This is what he said. For those who don't remember the song, he was like, y'all been eating long enough. Stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Ribs is touching. So don't let me wait. Fuck around. I'm gonna bite and snatch your plate. That's what he said. And that's giving you more of an insight of his wild side, his hungry side. You know, because DMX, you know, a lot of y'all know he already lived a hard, rough life. He lived a rich life, but a rough life at the same time. At the same time, this dude was robbing niggas with a gun and a fucking dog. At the same time, how you rob a nigga with a dog? But yeah, that's DMX for you. That was DMX. Yo, DMX was that creative to the point where he robbing niggas with a dog. How you do that? But yeah, man. And the beat, I gotta talk about the beat programmed by Dame Grease. Dame Grease, he did a good job with the beat, and he chose a good sample. You know, I like that. He sampled off My Hero Is My Gun, performed by Michael Mesa. And he took the strings from that song, and he just speeded up. He speeded it up, and DMX just killed it. He ripped them strings. You got to hear the strings just in case you forget. You got to hear the strings. The strings is very sinister. It goes like, dun, 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 dun. And then when you hear DMX vocals on the song, you can hear his ad libs. It goes like, dun, dun, uh-huh, uh-huh, dun, dun, uh-huh, uh-huh. Them ad libs is killer. Like, I know it's kind of basic or simple. Like, the way he just dropped them fucking, them little dog abs, them doggy dog abs while the beat was dropped, while them strings was dropping. That shit was hot. That shit was hot. And the drums behind the instrumental was pretty good too, man. Everything about that song, Stop Being Greedy, was hot. Every bit, every element of that song, including DMX vocals, was just hot. You know what I'm saying? Basically. But yeah, man, for those who forgot about the song, Stop Being Greedy, go back after this show. Log on to YouTube, go to Stop Being Greedy, man, by DMX. And for those who never heard the song and you like DMX, or you just heard about DMX because you younger than a motherfucker, go to YouTube and type Stop Being Greedy, okay? Do that, all right? Like I said, anybody that liked this episode of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, I'll be grateful if anyone could make a donation, man. It could be a small donation, whatever. The link is Grind Ethics Cash App. That's Grind Ethics Cash App. Okay? Also, follow me on Instagram. Also, check out my new and approved videos of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show on YouTube. Check it out. Log on to YouTube later on. Log on to Grind Ethics and you will see my new improved videos. I got 3 new improved videos. I got 3 more videos that's waiting to get edited and put out, you know, for y'all to see. Tune in, man. And tune in for more and more new and improved video shows by the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show. You know, hosted by yours truly, Victory, BX Supreme Promoter, basically. Anyway, I'm out. And remember, peoples, tell a friend to tell a friend, that's all about the motherfucking grind, basically.